saying back to the defensive foundation. I'm sure you're not.
Well, yeah, that's another reminder. Another reminder for us. That's not who we are, and that's not how we're going to get it done.
What do you think happened? You feel like this was a byproduct of not practicing for 3 days?
Oh, for sure it was. I mean, you look at the first period, what happened out there. There's no question. But at the same time, we're not in a position where we can sit around and we don't have the luxury of, you know, finding reasons for things not being okay. Mm-hmm. We're at a position where we have to make things right.
As you mentioned, five other guys on the ice with him, but the last few games, it seemed like something's wrong with Backstrom's game.
Well, I mean, like I said, the first period was a tough period for everybody involved, you know, when you've had 3 days off. But Backy gave us a chance to win that game. You look at some of the saves he made even before they scored that go-ahead goal. I mean, point blank, I mean, I'm not going to say that he didn't play well tonight.
Do you, is the winning goal, first of all, do you feel like it was frozen after watching again? Or
yeah, well, I mean, I can't tell if it was frozen, but certainly I felt that, you know, vision was lost or they lost sight of the puck. But, I'm not going to sit here and again, I'm not going to make excuses.
Do you feel like it was emblematic, though, of the night in terms of both nets? It seemed like Winnipeg just crashed on you, both offensively and defensively, anytime you got near their goalie.
Yeah, I thought earlier in the game we were doing a much better job of creating some of those battles and scrums around the net, and then we kind of gotten away from it a little bit as the game wore on. But certainly that was part of their game plan.
Do you feel like you still have to get, you know, tougher in front of your net?
Well, you can never be tough enough in front of your net, and when you're giving up goals like that. But sometimes that's the end product. Sometimes there's, you know, it's little things right now that's killing us, and finding ways to lose hockey games. And, you know, when earlier in the year we were priding ourselves on all these little things, and it's still there. We just have to find it. You know, our focus is not directed the right way right now, and there's been too much losing going on, and because of that we've got a lot of things clouding the focus of how we're supposed to play the game, and we got to find it.
So how do you, I mean, how do you go?
Well, I think coming home is going to help, first of all. You know, we can't just rest on that, for sure. But it's just about us building our game first, you know, and getting back to that foundation and trusting that if we do that, that the result will come. We're trying to put the result ahead of the process, and that doesn't work.
Those crazy first 7 minutes provided three goals for you guys. Does it feel like you built offensively, or was that just another byproduct of that craziness?
Well, some of it, but I think that there were some good things there too, that hopefully we can, you know, take some of that stuff and you know, use that going forward. But again, you know, we got to make sure, like, we grabbed that lead, and we're not going to give it up like that quickly. And then we're just not a team that, we shouldn't be giving up 37 shots night after night, and we shouldn't be giving up goals against like we are right now. It's not like guys were laying down blocking shots and taking hits to make plays. It's the little things, it's in between all these little things that and recognizing how important each one is. And like I said, we're trying to put the process, you know, the result ahead of the process, and that doesn't work.
One more. Does that come from your leadership group? Or does that come from your veterans?
No, it comes. It's all of us. I mean, we're being challenged right now, and like I said, I mean, it's hard to say that we, you know, you look at the game, it's hard to say that, you know, that our guys weren't ready to play, or, you know, and then all of a sudden something happens in the game and it shakes our focus, and we got to be mentally tougher than that. We got to be stronger, and we got to be able to, whatever the game throws at you, you got to be able to control it. And I don't feel like we're controlling games. We're just kind of going into the game and things are happening and we're reacting to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.